This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Buddy, we're doing a live show in Austin next week, Saturday, March 11th at South by Southwest as part of the HeadGum Showcase.
Mm-hmm. At 1 p.m. at the North Door.
Yeah, but get this.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive. Dan Deacon, friend of the show, of ours, and musical guy, funny guy that
musician.
You know, he's going to be joining us. It's going to be the first time we've ever had a guest at a live show.
Yeah.
So get tickets now, tcgte.com/tour.
Yes.
That's where you can get the tickets. Come see us and Dan Deacon at South by Southwest, Saturday, March 11th. Do it.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Timbo, how are you doing this week?
Tommy Two Shoes. I'm doing all right.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah, two shoes this week.
Yeah, well, normally just one.
Usually you squeeze both feet into one and just hop around.
Yeah, a very wide shoe.
Yeah. Let's not lie to the people, Tom. It's a normal size shoe. You just have very slender feet.
Well, they were bound when I was young.
Yeah, why was that?
Just tradition. Do you have wide feet or narrow feet? Do you know? How do you find that out? How do you find something like that out?
See, that's a thing. Because, like, look, it's the day and age where we're ordering our shoes online. If you go to a shoe store in 2017, you're a maniac.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh,
go to Zappos.com, right?
No, not them. But anybody.
ABZ, huh? Anybody but Zappos.
No, actually, they're fine.
Well,
I'm not going to sit here and disparage them again.
I hear their customer service is phenomenal, Tom.
Oh, boy. Don't know. Getting under my skin.
But I'm with you. Like, I stick to... I don't even do half sizes, Tom. Half sizes is blasphemy to me.
I do half sizes, but even half sizes, I feel like a load of bullshit. Sorry, can I curse on this podcast?
No, you can.
Okay.
We'll bleep that.
I stick to Nikes.
Yeah.
Because I know that a Nike's...
That they're made by children.
Unhappy children. They have the tiniest hands, so they're going to do the best work. No, I just know that I'm a size 13 in Nikes. And regardless of what line I buy, that's the case.
I'm a size 27.
Wow. That's how big was Shaq? He's still with us.
Yeah, but he only wears loafers now, so we don't know how. Was he Reebok? He's a Reebok man,
I think he was a Reebok guy.
He was pumping up his shoes while we were just...
putting them on like dopes.
You know what? You were wearing Nikes. I was a New Balance boy.
Lame. Were you a retiree?
Yeah, well, one time at a school assembly in third grade, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and went, "You wear the same shoes my dad wears." But it's like, I don't care.
And the funny thing is, his dad was probably younger than you are now.
that's a distressing thought, yeah.
Yeah, so there's two insults. You wear the same shoes as my young father.
One landed 25 years later.
But no less devastating.
Well done, Adam. Well done.
Speaking of walking, which we were, I saw a guy on the way over here, Tim. It was funny. I wish I was videotaping it. I mean, there was no reason for me to have.
Always been videotaping, like Justin TV.
That's Twitch TV now, you know.
Don't tell me about things that I don't care
about. Well, but you know
about.
What Twitch is, right? Justin TV.
Something. What is something I do after too much coffee, Tom?
It's where people stream video games.
Too much carry on the camera. I'm going to cut that out. What I was trying to say, caramel macchiato.
Okay.
But don't worry, I'm editing this week.
You want to do another take where you say clean?
Yeah. What is something I do after too much caramel macchiato?
I swear to God, if I listen to this episode and you actually did cut that out cleanly, I'll be furious.
You know, the thing is, you'll never listen to an episode of this show.
Don't know how.
Yeah.
But I was watching this guy.
I dub in most weeks that I edit. I dub in your voice, racial slurs.
What?
Yeah.
Please.
I'm just like, you know what I feel about
that? Oh, yeah? What? Give an example, Tim. So anyway, I'm walking down the street, and I see this guy crossing the street, and this dope, like, he's on his phone, and he's just like not. In New York City, you got to look where you're walking. That's the biggest thing.
Okay, so it's the biggest hypocrite on earth?
I'm always looking where I'm walking.
Okay, yeah, in New York City,
I'll tell you what, I'm not always walking where I'm looking.
That's true.
Gotta keep them on their toes. But this guy, in case I'm being followed.
I just picture you walking confidently and quickly in one direction with your head turned 90 degrees to the right or left.
Yeah, it's going
to
confuse everyone.
Yeah.
This guy's on the phone and he's like, well, what I don't know about. I don't know what he was. He looked like a jerk talking about jerk things.
Yeah, he's probably talking about the Oscars flub or something, right?
Can you believe this Oscars flub? I couldn't believe it.
Tom, can I tell you real quick? I just want to interject in your story. As cool and fun as that Oscars flub was.
I don't think it was meant to be cool and fun.
No, but like it was like kind of like, oh.
It was something different. It was something to feel alive.
This movie won, and then, oh, I'm glad that this movie won, and it was cool, and it's like, oh, my God. I was sitting there watching it live going like, I'm going to have to fucking talk about this at work tomorrow. Like, somebody's going to be like, did you see the thing yesterday on the thing? Now we have to talk about it. Yeah. I was furious.
Right. But then you got to work, and once again, nobody speaks with you.
Mm.
So you dodged another bullet.
Back to your hole, Tim.
Are you done digging that hole yet?
About halfway down. You know what? The problem is they keep moving the goalposts.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, some guy was on his phone.
You're
driving?
No, I was walking.
Okay.
And this guy wasn't looking where he was walking, and he was crossing the street, and he didn't get hit by a car, but he walked into the side of a mail truck that was turning.
Wow.
And then the guy was like mad about it. He walked into a car in motion, a moving vehicle.
Yeah, that car was there before he was there.
Yeah, and he was confused about it, like, and then just like, whoa, unbelievable that this guy's not looking where he's going. It's like, you're not looking where you're going. Ah, jerks, huh?
Maybe
get off
the mail
your phones,
truck,
people.
I think the mail truck knew where they were going, and they were like, we can get ahead of this jerk, and bonus, he'll probably walk into the side of this thing.
Not only that, Tim, I actually, thinking back, I think the car did intentionally slow down a little bit, so this guy would just, like, face plant into the truck. He looked like a real you-know-what, a real jerk. You know, when I was watching the Oscars.
Oh,
you
know what I'll do when I'm editing this? When you say he looked like a real you-know-what, I'll replace you-know-what with something in your voice.
Oh, that's what you do whenever I say you-know-what?
Yeah. Oh. You set yourself up for it.
You're going to put in, like, he looked like a real cracker. It was a white guy, so you're going to put in something like that?
Your word's not mine.
I learned on the Oscars this year that Velvet's going to be big this fall, Tim.
Velvet?
Velvet's going to be big this fall.
For the Ryan Reynoldses of the world?
For the Michael Strahans of the world. He was the one telling me.
because he was wearing a velvet suit. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, I'm going to believe you. You're wearing a velvet suit.
Yeah, you've got skin in the game. Invested in velvet, yeah.
Yeah, you just bought a big velvet factory or whatever.
Somebody from Big Velvet took him out to dinner, wined and dined him, got him to invest. And then he's like, ah, shit, I sunk all my money into Big Velvet.
And he's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I better wear this at the Oscars.
How do you make velvet?
Tom, I don't know anything about materials. Any kind of material.
Do you use a loom? Do they use a... How do you make jeans?
This is my big question, because somebody laughed at me, because I said something about how, like, the difference between denim and cotton, and then somebody was like, bleh! I shouldn't do this, it's my girlfriend. But she was like, denim is cotton, you idiot. But like, how the hell am I supposed to know that?
You didn't know denim is cotton?
Cotton's soft. Denim is scratchy.
Soft. Awesome. Well, maybe the...
If denim's so soft, why are my legs so bloody?
Well, you gotta stop buying your jeans from the hardware store, buddy. Just, you gotta go to the department store.
Skeptical about department stores.
Well, you should be.
Ever since that supposed miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. Quote unquote miracle.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before, Gene?
The man walking into
not the man. Oh, velvet. How do they make velvet?
Yeah, I have no idea. And then there's crushed velvet. Is crushed velvet different from regular velvet?
That's got to be just like, castaways, like...
They fell into like the wrong machine.
Yeah,
this velvet got crushed.
It fell into the crusher. Hmm. It fell into the garbage compactor. Well, that's all it's crushed velvet. Yeah, I mean, because if you just...
It's a marketing coup right there.
Yeah.
I think crushed velvet is a desirable thing.
I mean, for the record, I don't know if either one's that desirable.
Velvet? People love velvet.
They do, but they don't. It's like that's why I'm asking, how is it made? Because I think it's like a real shitty material. I think it's just like 100% synthetic. I mean, it's certainly not the hide of an animal.
So was the Terminator, but is the Terminator shitty?
Yeah, he's super shitty. He goes around killing people.
Not in Terminator 2, spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it yet. Thanks a lot.
It's a great movie. Anthrax is on the soundtrack.
Whoa. All right. Well, I'm in. I'm against velvet. I'm against Terminators IRL. I'm against velvet IRL.
Really?
I think so.
I you know what?
I think there are shitty velvet.
There are these people that are like, velvet grosses me out to touch. Like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I'm not that kind of person. But then there are also these velvet... fluffers,
velvetophiles,
yeah, that are just kind of like, hey, yeah, no, it's a luxurious experience, and it's
right.
Like, you know what, you're an idiot too, everybody. Like, just be moderate. Just how come there
look,
are
look,
if you're not a velvet centrist, I want nothing to do with you.
Like, look, you should be able to touch velvet without it creeping you out or making you you know what that means, Tim? I'll tell you later when you're grown up, when you're big. Tim, this week we're talking about a topic that, I'll tell you, I'm in need for information about.
Near and dear to our heads. We're talking about hats.
Yeah.
Headwear, baby.
Well, we're not talking about headwear. We're talking about hats.
What do you think a hat is, you idiot?
I know, but we're not talking about all head. We're not talking helmets. That's for another week.
Well, that's an interesting question, Tom. Is a helmet a hat? It goes on the same place as your hat.
Yeah, your head. I get it. You don't have to play coy about it.
I was being playful and coy.
You said it like that was a riddle. this thing goes in the same place as a hat.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
Who was the the freaking sicko who came up with the idea of a hat.
The sicko?
Yeah.
Why is...
The hat is the one part of your body. The head is the one part of your body that, like, does not invite... Right,
Tim, yeah, if you thought the hat was a part of the body, no. We should stop recording right now and get
some things straight. Before, say, the year 2000, a lot of people thought the hat was a natural part of LL Cool J's body.
Before he took it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Some say, some used to say, he was born with a hat on his head.
Right. It still might have been the case, but he might have finally taken it off.
Well, that would have exposed so many brains. I see. If you're born with a hat on your head, there's not also going to be skin there.
Well, what if somebody put the hat up there before you were born, which is like a regular hat, and they were like, here you go, kiddo. Pop this on before you come out.
It seems unlikely. It seems implausible, though.
It seems just as unlikely as the idea that his head came with a biological hat.
Yeah, some said he was born with a hat on his head. Uh-huh. Then did the hat grow along with him?
Right. Wait, is this an actual thing people said?
I mean, that was a saying back in the 1990s.
Yeah, I don't remember thinking, LL Cool J, you never notice, nobody ever talks about it, but his hat's got veins. It's pulsing.
I mean, that wasn't the implication. I think it was more he always wore a hat. But right. You know when he finally took the hat off?
When?
Halloween.
The Grammys.
Nope. Halloween H2O.
Ooh, I saw that in the theater.
So did I at the mall. Did we go to the same one? No, we weren't friends back then, no. I don't think.
I don't think I went and saw movies at the mall either.
It was the one movie I ever saw at the mall. It was with AJ, friend of the show AJ. And he was the one who told me that, like, he was freaking out because they showed LL Cool J without his hat. And he was like, Tim, you don't understand. Some say he was born with a hat on his head.
Yeah.
But we were proven wrong. And it was also Jamie Lee Curtis's triumphant return to the Halloween franchise.
Yeah. Anyway.
Landmark day. You got LL Cool J in a hat. You got Jamie Lee Curtis returning.
Back again.
You got me watching a movie at a mall.
Yeah. And Mike Myers.
Yeah. Austin Powers himself.
No,
yeah,
not
baby.
No.
Right?
No, Tim. That's the name of the bad guy.
I think he made us all horny that day, right?
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Hats, you idiot.
Hats. But before you were talking about LL Cool J.
Oh, why hats?
Oh, why hats? Yeah.
Is it just a baldy was like...
No, I mean, hats...
One of your people, Tom.
Hats originally probably came from, cavemen who were cold.
Guess what? Cover up the rest of your body. Cover up your other shoulder.
Oh, because I've just got the sling?
Yeah.
No, but this was probably after that. Somebody at some point took a dead raccoon or something, put it on their head... And said, "Great, I'm all set now. I'm much warmer."
You know what? That first of all, that's a myth about 80% of your heat escaping from your head. That's an old wives' tale. And guess what? Wives are dumb.
Wives are liars.
Is it the wives are old, or they're old tales that were told by wives?
Depends on the wife.
Hmm. Really makes you think,
but,
Tom.
All right, but putting a
thought-provoking discussion. Thought.
Putting a hat on still makes you warmer, though. Maybe it's not. Yes,
depends.
Absolutely.
If it covers your ears, but we'll talk about this later.
All right. But 80% might be an exaggeration, but still a hat keeps you warm. Look, Tim, we got to keep some credibility in this pod. You can't just be spouting these...
Well, no. Here's the thing, Tom. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you accidentally shaved off all your hair last week.
Well, not all my hair. Just all the hair on my head.
All right.
And not my eyebrows.
God, I hate you
Thank
so much.
Thank God.
What that would mean would if it was very cold outside, if it was zero degrees.
I know what that...
No, hold on. You'd be better off going out with a hat and completely naked than wearing a snowsuit and no hat, which is absurd, or as some people say, absurd.
Nobody says that.
Some do. Librarians say that.
It's not true. Tim, you've never spoken with a librarian.
I've been spoken to by many librarians. Very harsh tones.
Yeah, but when you try and speak back to them, it's all
humana, humana, humana. Yeah. All right. Tom, can we get to my top 10 hats list?
Well,
I worked very hard on a list.
All right,
of
fine.
The top. Wait, what? What do you want to talk about?
No,
first?
No, it's fine. I mean, I still don't understand why you're so disparaging of hats, but especially because you usually wear, when I don't have a bald head, you wear hats more often than I do.
This is true. I usually wear an either an old faded Yankees cap or a Sully movie cap that you got me for Christmas last year. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome. Not a captain's hat, though, to be clear.
Oh, God, I would never dream of...
disgracing the office.
Yeah. And some people would be like, what are you trying to usurp? Sully?
Yeah, what, you
Chesley
think
Sully,
Sully
Sullenberger? No, I'm not going to do that.
You think you're Sully? You're no Sully. I don't know what accent that was.
I feel like you were gearing up for a Boston accent, and I don't know why.
Because...
You figure
because half the people in Boston are named Sully.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Sully, give me another beer. Take it out to the Cape House.
If you ever said that to Chesley Sully Sullenberger,
he'd take that hat off.
I'd
and whoop my ass.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tom.
Top 10 hats.
Top 10 hats, like.
Tim's top 10 hats.
Yeah, there are many. You acted like that was going to be a lot more alliteration than it actually was.
Tim's top 10 tats.
My top 10 tats?
Tom? Yeah, top 10 tattoos.
Number 10, mom in a heart.
Okay.
Number 2.
Number 2, we're going from 10 to 2.
Number 9. Tom, I didn't prepare this top 10.
You know what? That's unfair. We know number 10's mom and a heart. Number 1 is Taz.
Yeah.
Now, let's...
Well, Taz in Carolina Panthers gear.
Like a jersey, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe a hat.
Hey, look, a perfect segue back to the top 10 list. Tom, do you have a favorite kind of hat?
I don't know if I have a favorite type of hat. It depends on the season.
Okay, well, you're going to have to listen. There are a lot of types of hats out there, Tom.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, cowboy hat doesn't even touch my list.
Doesn't even make the top 10.
Doesn't even make the top
10. Wow.
This is how deep this list goes.
It sounds like this list is deeper than a 10-gallon hat.
I'm a hat connoisseur. Haberdasher.
You're not a hat connoisseur. You just said you have two hats and one I gave you a few months ago.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm not an enthusiast. I'm a fan.
But a purist.
But,
for yourself personally.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing about hats. Very dependent on your look, right? Like, not like some hats are just for some people, and like you're not gonna change that, right? Like, I can't wear a cowboy hat. I can't wear a lot of the hats that I admire the most.
Right.
And that's
not
fine.
Even in the privacy of your own home.
No, because I look like an asshole, Tom.
Well, but maybe if it's just you alone wearing the hat.
Tom, so I got some ground rules for the top 10.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
Not considering any religious hats. Because that's a minefield. I don't want to rank a yarmulke over a whatever, you know. Like, that's not what I'm here to do.
You couldn't think of another religious hat except a yarmulke.
I could, but I thought I'd mispronounce it, so I didn't.
It's pronounced Pope hat.
Number two, I would not consider any hats with mechanical attachments.
Like what?
Like a beanie with a propeller on it, Tom. Because obviously that's number one. That's the coolest hat.
That's barely mechanical. So let me ask you then, does a helmet with straws and two beer cans count as a mechanical hat?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that was a trick question.
Yeah, if it serves a functional purpose, it probably...
A beanie with a propeller does not allow you to fly.
Well, it at least allows you to chop anybody's hand off who tries to flick your ear.
It's true.
If you get it going fast enough.
If you got a big enough propeller.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about like a beanie with propellers wider than your shoulders.
Right. So this doesn't rule out
that runs
beanies
on diesel
without propellers. We'll see if that makes the list.
Whoa.
Spoiler, it doesn't, because who the hell would wear a beanie if it didn't have a propeller on it?
Yeah. What
kind of idiot are you?
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Mm-hmm. Ground rules out of the way.
Great.
We're ready to go.
All right.
Top 10 hats, which we both agreed on, by the
no,
way.
No, we didn't. I have not seen this list.
Well, I asked you to submit, and the only thing you wrote, is a KKK hood a hat? No, Tom, it's not.
That's not what I asked.
You jerk. Jesus. Nor would it make the top 10, let alone the top 100. Maybe on the bottom 10.
Yeah.
The Hall of Shame.
It would certainly make the Hall of Shame, Tim.
All right, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Top 10 hats.
All right, just get on with it.
Santa hat.
Santa hat.
Yeah, brings joy to everybody.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know who wears a Santa hat,
yeah,
Tom?
Yeah, Santa does.
Yeah, and he brings toys to all the children of the world.
And joys. But a lot of times, like, jerks wear Santa hats. SantaCon.
Yeah.
SantaCon's the number one event for selling Santa hats.
You know who wears a lot of white t-shirts, Tom? Undershirts?
Who?
Neo-Nazis. Tom, are you wearing a white undershirt right now?
I am, Tim. I guess, yeah. You
can't judge an item of clothing by the worst person who wears that item of clothing is all I'm saying, Tom.
Yeah.
And there's a dog here.
There's a dog. Dog's very upset about what you just said.
Well, the thing that I wonder about Santa Claus mm-hmm. is kids with dogs.
Yeah.
How come they don't figure it out, Mara?
Kids with dogs? Why? Oh, that Santa isn't real?
Yeah, because like anytime anybody like knocks on the door, the dog goes wild.
Oh, because if you have a kid and a dog, you're going to tell the kid that, look, dogs, they love Santa Claus. They get it. They're not going to go crazy for Santa.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Because he's jolly.
Yeah.
He knows how to placate a dog.
He gives them a bone or whatever.
Yeah.
They play with the reindeer.
So you have no objection to the Santa hat? I thought that might be a controversial choice. I was trying to start it off with a bang.
It's not controversial. I mean, it's very limited. You know, there's only so many times when you're really going to be... wearing...
December.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And not even late December, you look like a jerk. You look like
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
July works also. There's Christmas in July, Tom.
Okay. All right, so number 10, Santa hat.
Yeah. Number 9.
Is there any kind of, like, so these are not everyday hats. This is a very wide.
Tom, these are hats. These are the best hats. These are the top 10 hats of all time.
All right. Well, of all time, then certainly I hope to see some historical hats in here at some point.
I think you might be happy with.
Well, great. I love taking a trip through history.
Tom, mm-hmm. number 9, top 10 hats.
Yeah.
Hard hat.
A hard hat is a helmet, you asshole.
Yeah, but guess what? It's a hat. It's right there in the name.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a joke. It's like an inside joke.
No, what, amongst construction guys?
Yeah, amongst people who wear
a lunch pail crew.
Yeah, they're all out there on the I-beam going like, yeah, you know what a funny joke is? We'll call these helmets a hard hat.
I mean, that's exactly, there's never been a more apt name for a consumer product or professional product.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. It's basically just a plastic hat.
Yeah, but Tom, are you anti-blue collar? Is that what you're saying? You don't care about the blue collar workers?
No, I'm just saying...
You don't care about the Rust Belt?
This is what I'm...
You don't think it's worth your time to go to Michigan?
This is what I'm saying. These are not... You're talking about, so far, out of your top 10 list, two of these hats are pretty specific.
Santa hat is number 10.
Yeah.
And hard hat is number 9.
Neither of these hats are hats that me today at in March could just, you know.
You could wear a hard hat if you'd get yourself a goddamn job.
But I'm saying, like, if I went to a restaurant wearing a Santa hat or a hard hat.
Tom, first of all, if you go to a restaurant wearing any hat, you can get right out of town. A restaurant and a hat.
What if it's a religious hat?
Not on the list. I just feel like maybe you can relate to our blue-collar workers a little bit more, Tom.
I'm trying to. I'm really, really trying to.
So you're not a fan of this list so far?
So far, this list is garbage.
All right, well,
I would not even consider these two things hats.
What?
I mean, I would, but in name alone.
A hard hat is a hat. One time, you know what? I used to work in politics, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there was like a new...
hard hat?
No. Whenever there was a new...
Like a groundbreaking or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When there was a new like initiative, it was like, we're building this thing. All the politicians would line up and wear hard hats as if they've ever like lifted a finger in their entire lives and done any ounce of manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, my job was to like hand out the hard hats at this thing.
Yeah.
And there was this one guy that would always be like, I'm not going to wear a hard hat in this picture. I'll pretend to dig with everybody else.
But I want everybody to know how dangerous I am.
Well, no, I think it was
how little I care about workplace safety.
No, because there was nothing unsafe about it. It was a photo op in front of like a field.
Right.
It's like soon there will be a parking garage.
Soon there will be things that can drop on your head. But today you're
there's
safe.
Nothing. So everybody wore except for this one guy every time. You know what that guy's name is?
What?
Barack Obama.
Wow.
Not really. It's this very disgraced
politician.
Yeah, this guy that like might be in jail actually for, you know, being, but like he was smart enough not to wear a hard hat. I give him credit for that. So
he couldn't have been all that dumb, even if he might be in jail.
Tom, number 8.
I would just like to say though, I do like when I am someplace and they're like, you're gonna have to wear a hard hat.
When the hell
when
has
you
that
go
ever
to
happened
a place
to you?
That's under construction?
Yeah, Tom.
A lot of times, Tim, I'm invited on tours
when,
under
no,
construction.
No, seriously, no. You know what? There's a time for joking. There's a time for being truthful. When have you ever been told you needed to wear a hard hat?
When I worked for Apple, I went to many stores that were under construction and did have to wear a hard hat.
Bullshit. Number 8.
It was made out of aluminium. An aluminium hard hat you put on your head. And a arm Jonathan Ives. Well, I made this helmet for you.
Man, that must have been a $45,000 helmet.
It was.
Wow. Johnny Ives, man.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a charlatan, right?
Is that a charlatan?
Sucks.
You literally have an iPhone and a MacBook in front of you right now.
Oh, he's such a genius. It's a fucking phone and a computer.
Anyone could have done it.
I could make these things. Number 8, Tom.
Number 8.
It's a very surprising situation. We have a tie.
Tim, you made this list. There's not a way there could be a tie.
There is. There's an intricate scoring system, and two of them tied. It's the Panama hat.
Tied
for number 8 with the top hat.
What? Tim, those two hats can be any more dissimilar.
I'm not saying they're similar hats. Uh-huh. I'm just saying on the ranking, they occupy the same slot.
Why didn't you make this a top 11? Or even better, like a top 5?
It's a top 10 list. Tell me, we have an hour to fill. You know this, right? Every week.
All right. So what's so great about a Panama? You've never worn a Panama hat.
I can't pull it off, Tom. But don't you wish you were the kind of guy who could pull off a Panama hat? Because it's like, oh, I could really relax. I'd be the kind of guy that could really take a load off and enjoy himself.
If you were literally Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Imagine the type of man
I could be. You were named after Tommy Bahama and sadly you never lived up to the name.
No. I've been to the Bahamas, but I've never worn... have I been to the Bahamas? Yeah, I think I've been to the Bahamas.
I don't know.
But I don't think I've ever worn a Bahama hat.
It's a Panama hat.
A Panama hat.
It's a straw hat.
I'm thinking of Tommy Bahama. I've never been to Panama.
Yeah, neither. Actually, they're mostly made in Ecuador.
That makes sense.
But it's look, everybody wishes they could pull off a Panama hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a top hat, the same, actually. You wish you could pull off a top hat. Don't you wish you could show up at a formal event and be like, I'm going to be dressed to the nines and I'm not going to look like an asshole.
Right. Yeah, you can only do it...
Benedict Cumberbatch could probably pull off a top hat, right? Because you're like, oh, he's so British already, I guess.
Yeah, you got to be like super British to pull off a top hat. Or you got to be somewhere where everyone's wearing a top hat.
Yeah.
Which, you know...
Or you got to be a magician.
Those types of events are few and far between. Or a magician.
Yeah.
And a magician who's performing, not just like a magician who's, you know, at the grocery store.
No, you know what? I think a magician should be a magician all the time, should a street magic you know situation. What, see, that's the problem with these highfalutin magicians. They're like, oh, I'll do tricks on stage, blah, blah, blah. And then you see them in the supermarket, and you're like, do a trick. And they're like, but I don't have my top hat from which to pull a rabbit out of. I was trying to use higher class language. Very limited vocabulary.
First off, stop following magicians' places when they're trying to live their
lives.
You're
the one who said that you saw a magician at the supermarket, I think.
No, I'm saying that you don't see them. You don't, because they
don't
want to be bothered.
Identify themselves.
Yeah, they don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, well, that's why they're going the way of the dang buffalo, Tom.
Yeah, but think about it. You're going to be a magician in a supermarket shopping, and the security guard comes over, excuse me, sir, I'm going to have to check that hat. Make sure you don't have any... another
baked beans under
another customer told us you were putting carrots in there, and they heard something chewing up the carrots inside that hat. Oh, well, I'm just going to need to look in that hat.
The thing is, like, you bring a child there. It's not like, don't bring this child here. They're going to eat all the animal crackers.
Stop giving that kid bologna slices. Enough's enough.
I worked at a butcher shop, Tom.
We know. Timmy Bologna Skins.
Yeah, and I'd always cut a slice of bologna for the kids that came in.
Yeah, did you take the skin off it, you monster? Were you just feeding children plastic?
You're going to eat that. Listen, eating a little bit of plastic isn't worse than eating a slice of bologna.
If anything, it's probably better. It'll clean you out.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Number seven?
Number seven, Tom. Uh-huh. A tricorn hat.
Tim, that hat's been out of style for a long time.
I know, but at one point it was very much in style. And guess what, Tom?
Mm-hmm. It's not a it's a tri-corner hat.
It's a, well, not really.
It is. It's got three corners. It's not a tri-corn hat.
No, it's C-O-R-N-E.
C-O-R-N-E.
It's like an old English kind of thing, Tom. You wouldn't know. You're from the modern.
Yeah, I know. I have to explain this to you every week, Tim. I'm from the modern era.
I'm a regular kid in King Arthur's court over here.
What's so great about a tri-corner hat?
First of all, they used to be very fashionable.
Yeah, I know that, but so did
First of all, you were the one who said, also, first of all, you were the one who said, I hope this
Well, only one thing can be first of all.
Earlier you said, I hope there are a lot of historical hats on this list.
I meant cool ones, though, like the one Peter Pan wears.
The thing about... Really, Tom?
What?
That's not a historical hat.
Well, he's not around anymore.
It's because a dead guy wore it. Is Peter Pan dead? Do we have confirmation on this?
Who knows?
All right. tricorner hat, if you want to say. If you want to be a, look, it used to be fashionable, and now you know exactly. It's a good way to judge somebody. You know exactly what they're about. If you're trying to project an image, and you're wearing a tricorner hat,
yeah,
everybody knows exactly what your deal is.
That you're in the Revolutionary War?
No, think about it,
Tom. Oh, that you're a patriot.
Yeah,
that you care about the Constitution. You care so much that you cosplay as it.
Exactly.
Constitution cosplayers.
That you'll freak out if a black man becomes president.
Yes, that's.
But you'll claim it's about like the national debt or something.
Yeah, yeah. You'll don't tread on me.
Yeah. So you know, like it's the perfect way to show people who you are, and I think that there's value in that.
If you're a person like that, or if you're a historical reenactor,
exactly. Number six, Tom, the toque.
What is that?
Oh, it's a chef's hat.
Well, just call it a chef's hat.
Well, I'm a fancy lad.
How do you spell it?
T-O-Q-U-E.
Q-U-E. That's torque. You're talking about torque, Tim. It's a car thing.
You're right. Torque is a car thing.
How many horses you got under that hat, under that chef's hat?
No, it's how many shrimp cocktails have you made tonight? Oh,
how many shrimp cocktails have you made tonight?
Yeah, that's what you ask a chef.
Is that a sex thing? Is that
no, like it's what you ask a chef, because it's like, oh yeah, business was good. I made 45 free shrimp cocktails. It's a good barometer. It's a good measure of how many people were eating at your restaurant that night.
It sounds like it's code. Like, how many shrimp cocktails you make tonight? And then the secret door opens.
Have you ever gone to a place where you needed to give a secret phrase to get in?
Yeah, but not like for real.
Yeah, I know. Don't you want, like, I'm a little afraid.
Only places where it's like, ooh, look at how neat we are. Yeah. You have to say a phrase.
Yeah. I've been on the list at places. Yeah. But anybody could get on a list.
Yeah.
Just call ahead. I can't believe they call it reservations.
So you're just bragging about calling ahead a few times.
Yeah.
Why is a chef's hat like a chef's hat?
The world may never know.
No, you didn't. You put this on the list and you
what
don't
do you
even
mean? It doesn't serve a functional purpose, if that's what you're asking. There, you don't,
oh,
like,
surely it does.
It doesn't hold
why
the
does
flower
it look like
or
that?
Anything.
It doesn't?
It's just because, what, okay, what, I was going to ask what functional purpose a hard hat. But I know things fall sometimes at construction sites, yeah. I guess, yeah.
I mean, a chef's hat's not going to protect you against anything.
But, again, a chef's hat, if somebody walks up knowing, wearing a chef's hat, you know exactly what that guy's about.
Yeah.
Cooking delicious food. Hopefully at a reasonable price.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, but you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's
a
lot of things.
Love second, and then the treasure. That's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P .com/complete guide.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Tom.
What number are we on now?
We're halfway through the list, the top 10 list.
So five.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Excuse you.
Excuse me. Tom, how are you feeling about this top 10 hats list?
Not so far? Good. Not good so far.
Well, you'll have your time. You'll have your turn to weigh in at the end.
Thank you.
But just know, this is a very scientific list I've put together.
And what's the science behind it?
No religious hats, no attachments of mechanics.
Wait, do you think science is just the opposite of religion?
Yeah.
These hats are not religious hats, so they're scientific.
Yeah. Number five, Tom, this might cause a bit of an uproar.
Okay.
The fedora.
Oh, really?
Tom?
Wow, what a controversial choice in today's day and age.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We got to reclaim this thing because it is a great hat. It is the symbol of the American press.
Yes. Well, when it's got the press...
Yeah, it's just a card put in a fedora, though. But, you know, pickup artists and, like, you know, their ilk.
PUAs, I call them.
Who?
PUAs. That's the abbreviation for pickup artists.
Who else wears fedoras that we wish didn't wear fedoras?
I mean, it's mostly just, like, the fedora is one of... It's meant to be worn with a suit, and it's meant to make a suit even fancier. But then a group of people said, this is, you know what, I'm going to take that fancy thing and wear it with like an old t-shirt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt Drudge.
And that's what, does Drudge, when he wears the dumb hat, this, but he's always, nah, he's always like wearing a suit at least.
Matt Drudge, I don't know that he's always wearing a suit.
In the pictures, because he wants to look like an old-timey reporter.
Yeah, that's true.
But the problem is, like, the neckbeards on the internet, they're the ones who are just like, oh, you know, it'd go great with this Mega Man shirt. It's a fedora.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Like, you watch North by Northwest, and you're like, holy shit, that hat is incredible. I wish, like, I wish there was a time where, like, if I had to dress up all fancy, like, I could wear a nice suit and that fedora and, like, feel like I wasn't a creep.
Right.
Right? And so I feel like... The rational people, you and I, well, me, you're a bald-headed weirdo right now. But we need, if we can take it back. There's still time. So I've placed it high on my scientific list to try to implore people, the normies.
The normies, take it back. But you gotta be wearing a suit with it.
Yeah, wear a suit with it, you savages.
Also, you gotta take it off when you go inside.
Yeah, but what do you think the hat check is for?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the people we're talking about that wear fedoras that shouldn't, they never take it off because they're like, hey, look at this, a fedora.
Yeah.
Look what I'm wearing.
Yeah. You know what? Be classy about it. It's not a novelty. It's a way of life. Number four, Tom. Top hats. Not top hats. On the top ten
but
hats.
Top hats and number eight.
It was tied for number eight. You remembered, Tom.
Yeah.
Man. Number four, the deer stalker.
Now that's
A Sherlock
more colloquially
Holmes hat.
Known as a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Why don't we say deer stalker?
Because that if you met a person and you're like, oh, what do you do for a living? And they were like, I'm a deer stalker.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, tell me more. Yeah. But if you're like, I'm a detective, you'd be like, I know, I've read your stories.
If they were like, I'm a detective, I mostly solve deer-related crimes. That's why I have the specialty hat.
See, a deer stalker, Tom, neither of us would be able to pull off a Sherlock Holmes hat.
No, not even...
We're not clever enough.
But not even, they made that a joke in the new Sherlock series.
What?
Where, like, there was a situation where he had to, like, wear a deerstalker hat, and everybody was like, eh, and they, that's how, like, pictures of him went in the paper with him wearing that hat.
Tom, are you saying Benedict Cumberbatch, who I said was the only person who could pull off a top hat, can't pull off a deerstalker hat?
Nobody can pull off a deerstalker. The first time I went to London, I saw a crooked nose
probably could.
I saw a young man wearing a deerstalker, and it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
No, you when you first went to England?
Yeah, because I was like, it's all true.
Look at his teeth.
Yeah. He's like, we have a mystery you want me to solve, Governor.
There's got to be people who, old people can pull off a deer stalker.
Like Elmer Fudd?
No, that was a hunting cap, you idiot. That,
what's the difference? All right. I'm an idiot. Explain to me the difference between a hunting cap and a deer stalker.
Deer stalker hat was originally designed for use while hunting. In the climate of Scotland. Oh.
So then what's Sherlock Holmes doing wearing it in England?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a mystery only Holmes could solve.
The final mystery.
Number 3, top 10 hats, Tom.
Uh-huh.
A cloche hat.
A what?
That's
a close hat?
Cloche. I don't have a speech impediment, Tom. Tim, or not in that specific way.
Tim, your lisp is coming back. We're going to have to send you back to lessons.
Do you know what a cloche hat is, Tom?
No.
It's a hat for ladies. It's one of those bell-shaped hats from the roaring 20s.
Oh, I know that type of hat. It kind of looks like an old-timey shower cap.
No. It's higher.
Yeah, that's sometimes like one of the high shower caps.
There's no such thing. The definition of a shower cap, Tom, is it like clings to your head.
Yeah, but if you've got like a beehive, then you got to wear that over. It might only be a cartoon thing, but I know the kind of hat you're talking about.
Talk about iconic hats for iconic ladies.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim, I've been sitting here the whole time thinking, boy, is Tim even going to mention a hat for a woman?
Do you think a woman can't wear a Santa hat? Have you not seen Playboy pictorials from December issues?
No, Tim. I prefer my Playboy.
Oh, a woman can't wear a hard hat, Tom, because she's not allowed on a construction site? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, a woman.
Oh, a woman can't wear a Panama hat because she's not laid back enough?
A woman has to go to a construction site because her husband forgot lunch that day? You're real progressive, Tim. You know what? He could just go and buy his lunch that day.
Real sexist, Tom. A woman can't be a chef? Is that what you're saying? All these hats could be worn by women, Tom. Sicko. Number 2 on the top 10 hats.
Uh-huh.
It's a tie.
Not a top hat, except for Victor Victoria.
What?
That musical. Or is it
a woman can't wear a top hat?
No, except in Victor Victoria.
Or a female magician. I don't know any female magicians, personally. I've seen a lot on TV.
Yeah, no, normally they're relegated to being assistants.
Mm.
Magician's assistants.
The assistants, if I'm to believe the masked magician.
I don't believe the masked magician.
Why?
The masked magician's a fucking liar.
And let me tell you, you're talking about Valentino right
now.
Yeah,
of course I'm talking about Valentino. Fuck Valentino.
Wow.
There, I said it.
To do a lot of bleeping this week. Number 2 is a tie.
Another tie?
Oh, no, if I'm to believe the masked magician, Tom.
Uh-huh.
The assistants are frequently doing most of the work.
Well, sometimes they're even in on it.
Caught me off guard with that one, Tom. Number 2, top 10 hats. I'll edit that out as well. It's a tie between the baseball cap.
Okay, a very safe choice.
And the coonskin cap.
Tim, these are... How could these two be in a tie? Those are two very...
It's the point system, Tom.
All right. You haven't explained the point system.
A baseball cap is a classic.
Yeah, it's a cap.
Yeah, it's my preferred
cap.
Cap. It's my preferred headwear, right?
Yeah, Tim, I would even go as far as to say I've never seen you wear any of the other headgear you've talked about, any other the other hats.
Tom, first of all, you've seen a picture of me delighting children dressed as Santa Claus.
I thought that was Santa Claus.
No, it was me, Tim.
What?
Yeah. I got a job down at Macy's on 34th Street.
Uh-huh.
Some say it was a miracle.
Yeah. A miracle that they didn't do a background check.
Are you implying that I would not pass a background check to work around children? What happened, Tom? Tell me.
If I was hiring somebody that needed to work with children and I did a background check and this show came up and I listened to more than 10 minutes, I would not hire you to work with children.
I wonder if ZipRecruiter has that feature.
Well, if they don't, they should, and they should name it after us.
Baseball cap, classic. You don't really wear... Oh, you wear a baseball cap frequently. You wear a Red Bulls cap.
I wear a New York Red Bulls soccer cap.
That's more about team the energy pride. Drink, though, right?
No, it's not about the energy drink, Tim. It's about...
Guess what my belly's full of? Look at the hat.
It's about men's soccer. It's about a free hat that I got one time because I took it. And it's a comfortable hat. You know what? To speak about baseball caps for a second, I'm glad.
I wish you would.
I'm glad that the stigma around trucker hats has gone away.
Trucker hats?
Yes.
I thought you said trigger hats.
Trigger hats. No, truck. Yeah, trigger hats. You know, hats that have like things that will trigger people written on them. No,
that'll show these SJWs.
Yeah, that'll show these snowflakes. I'm going to put on my trigger hat and go down to the protests.
Tom, what does your trigger hat say? And this is when I'd, in your voice.
And then just boof. Yeah. Because a trigger hat, it's a nice hat. It keeps you cool, you know? The back is vented.
Back, yeah.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah. A baseball cap's got a nice brim.
Mm-hmm.
You shape it. Yeah. I had a Wayne's World hat one time. Kid at basketball practice bent the brim. Oh. I was real pissed at him. It was your cousin, actually.
Second cousin.
So mad at him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should get revenge.
I might.
Is it the one who's a cop now?
I think so. It's the one who's a dirty cop now. Hope he doesn't listen to the show, Tom. And also, a coonskin cap comes in at number two.
Well, you know what, though? That's
it's made from the skin of a raccoon, Tom.
But that's another hat that you can't wear day to day. Unless you're...
Says who?
Says society, Tim. Don't blame me.
Davy Crockett.
Blame the press.
The bully from A Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
Two people that wore coonskin hats on a daily basis. If you kill a raccoon, you're going to want to show it off. You're going to want to be like, hey, look what I did.
Hey, look what I did.
Society, I did something.
It seems like a lazy hat because a raccoon's kind of already shaped like a hat.
I don't see why you need to keep the tail on it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do anything, keep the tail on it.
No, put that around your neck.
That's not long enough.
You tie two together.
How disgusting would it be to wear a hat that has an animal's tail attached to it? Just a dead animal's tail rubbing your neck all day.
Why don't you ask Davy Crockett, you son of a bitch?
Well, he's dead, Tim. They killed him.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
We've finally done it. We've reached number one.
Wow. I thought we'd never get there.
Oh, the top 10. Boy, what a wild ride it's been, huh? What a long, strange trip it's been.
Let's take a look back and then cut to the beginning of the episode and play it all over again.
Okay.
All right. Tim, I can't take it. The
number one, top 10 hats.
You gonna pull a Warren Beatty and say coonskin cap again?
Guys, I feel so bad for Warren Beatty. Don't blame Warren Beatty. Shut up, idiots.
Yeah, you get mad because you're like, hey, he gets to go home with Annette Bening at night.
Yeah, she's a firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
I love Annette Bening.
I do like Annette Bening.
Number one, top 10 hats. The toque.
That's what I'm wearing, right?
Yep. It's a knitted hat. Known as a ski cap, a knit hat, a knit cap, a sock cap, a stocking cap, a toboggan, a watch cap. Listen.
It's not a toboggan. A toboggan's a toboggan.
A toboggan hat, you idiot.
All right.
Oh, no. A toboggan. I received word from our producers. It is, in fact, a toboggan. Tom,
mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I look as good as I look in a baseball cap in a toque.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's more functional.
Well, yes and no.
You're going to say, the sun.
Yeah, it doesn't keep the sun out of your eyes.
Guys, I'll let you in on a little secret, everybody. The sun getting in your eyes is not an actual problem. You don't need a hat with a brim. You don't need sunglasses. It's fine.
You just need deal with it. Like a little bit of the black underneath.
You don't even need the eye black unless you're a major league outfielder and you're like looking directly in the sun.
For the life of me, I don't understand how that works.
Me neither. I don't think it does. The glare, I think? Yeah.
I think as a kid, I must have asked a million times why baseball players do that. And it was explained a million times. I was like, that's not an actual problem.
For a civilian walking around day to day.
Hardly any reason to wear eye black.
If you need sunglasses or a cap with a brim because the sun is too bright, you're an idiot and a prima donna. Enough. Stop wearing sunglasses, idiots. The sun is fine. We were around for thousands of years before it was like, the sun is too harsh on my eyes. Man up and just freaking deal with it. It's a beautiful world. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. Embrace it. Stop trying to block it out, you sickos.
It's part of Tim's platform to get rid of all environmental regulations.
What?
If you don't like it, just you're a real sicko.
Sunglasses are not an environmental regulation.
It might be when you're living under the whole ozone layer, Tim.
In freaking Antarctica?
Sure. Doesn't matter where you are.
So are we in agreement? Number one is the toque. You're wearing one right now.
I'm wearing one right now to cover my dumb bald head. Yeah. It's
more functional than a baseball cap.
It's more comfortable. Also, you can get hats like that in any color.
You can't get a baseball cap in any color?
You can't say that about it, about just, you know, any hat.
I mean, most hats you can get in any color. Yeah, no.
What about...
maybe not a Panama hat. A Panama hat, you'd just look weird. People are like, check out my turquoise Panama hat. Yeah, it's fine. Get back on the hammock. All right, Tom. Uh-huh. There are some honorable mentions that we had to give out.
Oh, there are more?
Yeah, there's more hats, Tom. Geez. There are a lot of hats in the world. We'll do this as a lightning round. Thumbs up or thumbs down. I think these are all praiseworthy and notable hats.
Mm-hmm.
A bowler hat or a derby.
Yeah, great hat.
Yeah, seems pretty good.
Especially if it's got like a bladed end, like a odd job. You can chop people's heads off with it.
Yeah. Or, you know, a beanie with a propeller on it. Tom, I was very sad this did not make the list, a safari hat.
Because
that's functional as well.
Yeah.
Only comes in one color, though. Tan, beige.
Khaki.
Khaki.
That's the color.
Another lady's hat, Tom, a pillbox hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good hat. Just like pills?
You don't actually keep pills in it, Tom. It's just a, like, rectangular box. That you have to balance on your head. It's like a beauty queen has to.
You don't balance it. It's attached to your hair.
You don't have hair, Tom? A sombrero did not make the list.
Yeah.
I thought you would do an offensive accent, so I kept it off the list.
Thank you.
So we'll move past it now. A beret, I thought you'd do another offensive accent. Yeah. And then a montera.
What's a montera?
It's a crocheted hat worn by bullfighters, but I don't approve of bullfighting.
Oh, I know that type of hat. That's like a black sombrero kind of. It's no, shaped it's a little different.
No, it's more like a beret.
Oh, I know what you're talking. Yeah. I'm thinking of a different. I'm thinking of that different type of hat the Pope wears.
Tom. Mm-hmm. We're doing a show.
Yeah.
A complete guide to hats. And time and time again, you're showing your ignorance on hat-related subjects.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
How disgusting is this, Tim? You didn't even mention hats that, like a baseball hat that has a wig glued into it. So it looks like you got long hair or like dreadlocks.
Oh, so a big fat asshole can wear it?
Yeah. Big fat assholes need to wear hats too. Some would argue more than anybody.
Why?
They gotta, you know, get their personality out there somewhere.
I think a big fat guy has got enough personality.
If a hat's got like a mullet sewn into it, you call that a hat or a wig?
I call it a joke.
I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, it's a gag. Yeah, it's a gag hat. It's a class unto itself, and I wish they'd ban it.
Mm-hmm. Pass a law.
Yeah.
You have anything else about hats before we wrap up here, Tim?
No, I just thank you for.
Well, you're welcome.
For your patience.
For hearing you out.
Yeah, and I'm glad we agree 100%.
If you like the show, you can go to tcgtv.com.
Birds in them. Didn't hats used to have birds or fake birds?
Once again, I think you're thinking of cartoons.
Hmm.
I mean, you could put a fake bird in any hat, but you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
You can follow me on those things @yourpaltim.
You can check out our Reddit /r/TCGTE. Lots of fun combos.
Conversations.
And if you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgt.com/Amazon to do your Amazon shopping, where we get a little money.
Brings you to the same Amazon you know and love, and we get a little kickback at no cost to you.
And tcgt.com/pledge, where you can find fun Patreon stuff, like currently our show is Fast Food Fridays.
Yeah. Fast Food Friday.
Which is FRYDAY.
Comes out on Thursday.
Fun fast food news every week. You'd love it. You wouldn't
we
be
got
able to
really
get
bored with this episode, huh?
Yeah, I'm not
Two
bored
of
with
us
the
episode. I'm speechless with boredom.
I'm mostly just bored of you.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Tell me about it, brother.
Yeah. That's all the stuff. What about...
Oh, motherfucker.
What?
We're going to have to record something about this goddamn awesome
yes.
show. Okay.
Well, now you've ruined it.
We'll put it at the beginning.
Yeah, and they've already heard it. And they're like, okay. Why are they so mad? They got it out of the way right in the beginning.
Nobody's listening still. As soon as they found out what the number one hat was, they tuned out. They were like, great.
Went to
bed.
Time to go to bed, honey. Yep. What about Mad Hatters?
What? As if that's a real thing and not a character from Alice in Wonderland?
And a Batman villain.
You know, was there like a crossover where he went like through the looking glass?
No. It's just...
No, but it's cool. He's a detective. Batman's not a detective.
He's the greatest detective, Tim.
Is he better than Sherlock Holmes at deducing things?
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes never figured out who Superman was.
Are you mad that Batman's cowl didn't make the list?
No, I'm glad that no cowls made the list.
Yeah,
a cowl's a cowl, not a hat.
Yeah. All right, I'm sick of this.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.